Married Love is the subtitle of the opera Fidelio. A woman disguises herself as a man in order to rescue her husband from prison.
It's perhaps not too fantastic or surrealistic to think that his obsession with the Fidelio theme, which after all he went on writing and rewriting over a period of 12 years or so, was a man in a dark prison, like a deaf man, being rescued from that loneliness and of his own skull by a woman who absolutely adored him. I think he writes about love as well as anybody, and it's resolved love. It's not like Wagner's love, which never achieves orgasm. Beethoven's does. So I think the man-woman relationship and the power and potency of love is even more important than the other great theme of Fidelio, which is freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of behavior, and horror of a totalitarian or fascist rule.
Fidelio, Beethoven's only opera, was finally performed to great acclaim in 1814 during the Congress of Vienna, which celebrated the end of 20 years of war in Europe. Beethoven, now 43, reached the peak of his fame, but in his family life, disaster followed. His brother died, and Beethoven became joint guardian of his nephew Karl, along with a child's mother. In 1815, a five-year custody battle began.
Beethoven knew that his sister-in-law did have a shady side to her character, and Beethoven devoted all his resources to wresting that son from his own mother. He was in emotional turmoil over the nephew, who was, after all, the only Beethoven of the next generation. Also, one has to remember what was happening with his deafness. It was becoming more and more profound. He was not composing as he would want to, nothing significant for a period of time.
But it may also be that Beethoven was going through some sort of gestational period, that what was happening was he was coming into a new style. He realized that the heroic style had passed. In fact, Beethoven's compositional periods can often be marked by slow periods where he's shedding his skin and then starting up with a new style, which is very fruitful.